This is Kathy Forsey reporting from Far West Conference in Oakland, California. I'm speaking with a really good friend of KC Cafe Radio, Judy Nasmitz. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
How are you liking the conference so far?
I'm liking it. I'm really liking it. I didn't know what to expect, this being my first year here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of blown away by all the incredible talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's humbling.
Yes, yeah. I think I kind of talked you into coming, didn't I?
I think you kind of did.
Yeah. So if you don't like it, then it's my fault, right?
I actually do like it.
Yeah.
And I have such respect and admiration for all these people that are here. I mean, they've been doing this for decades, some of them. And they're so wonderful and so well, you know, coordinated. The harmonies are incredible. The musicianship is wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just loving it.
Yeah.
I'm very inspired.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Are you gonna write a song about this conference now, you think?
Well, I actually started one upstairs in the breakfast room.
Oh, did you?
Yes, it started with a comment about the cute fruit.
Cute fruit, huh?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. So you never know where that's going to pop up.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you working on right now? Are you working on... I know you do mostly an actress, so...
Yeah, I actually have an audition tomorrow.
Oh, really?
For something, yeah. So I have to make sure that I get home. I have to miss all the mudslides.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do if... I'll be in great shape if I have to.
Well, bring a bucket. Maybe you can just scoop your way through.
that's a good idea. I've lived in California all this, you know, for 25 years or more, and I've never been in a mudslide or next to one or anything like that because I live in the Flat Valley.
Uh-huh.
There are friends of mine that live with like a hill right outside their back door.
Uh-huh.
And that's too scary for me. I can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm stressed enough about normal things. I don't have to worry about a hill coming through my back kitchen window.
Yeah.
But, you know. So that's what I'm doing. I'm also going to be in a cabaret show. Actually, a friend of mine is doing a cabaret show in North Hollywood, you know. And he asked if I would do it with him. So I'm actually going to be singing some Broadway stuff.
That'll be fun.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah.
You said you're going to be doing a Libra Stroller song.
Yes, I am. I'm going to be doing just a beautiful song written by Mike Stoller for one of his musicals that made it to Broadway, and the strange thing is, and I think I have the music upstairs, it's about a woman who's kind of losing her mind. And I can't...
Hey!
And it's like, I can't even remember the name of the song. But it's from his... Broadway show that was on Broadway a couple years ago called The People in the Picture.
Oh, okay.
And what is the name of that song? So there's a theme going on here.
Yeah.
I am losing my mind completely.
You're the perfect person to sing the song.
I am, if I remember the words. So anyway, yeah, so that's what I'm working on now.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So this is just incredible. I mean, I'm new to the folk world.
Mm-hmm.
And so... just that there's this whole culture here that I wasn't really aware of, you know.
Well, I was really happy that I got to see you perform the other night. Because you're just a consummate performer. I mean, you give it all. You give it your all. You can tell that you just love performing and that you're up there enjoying yourself and wanting us to enjoy it. And I
do enjoy myself. I know, sometimes more than I should, shouldn't I? But maybe it comes from the fact that I'm an improviser, and if you put it all out there and don't regret anything. I mean, I never go in regretting any choice that I make, you know, as long as I make a choice. Even when I audition, sometimes the choice I make is so different from what they're expecting. But it's the one that I wanted to make, and so I feel fine when I leave.
Right,
you know?
You have no regrets.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good name for another album.
No regrets. No regrets. I need credit for that one, too.
So. I will give you credit for that. Yeah. And I have to thank you for coming.
Oh.
Fabulous audience, and you got all the lyrics and everything. And it helps when you have some jokes in your songs that people actually listen and laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does. It's good.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So knowing that the jokes work.
It was really fun to see you, and I'm so glad I got to see you perform, because I guess I know you're just a consummate performer, and it was just a pleasure to see you.
Thank you so much. Well, we'll see. You know, these rooms, there are so many people performing.
Yes.
In every room upstairs.
Yeah.
How many
it's
rooms?
A
like 20, 30 yeah. rooms? 50 rooms? I don't know. And so I could be performing to
every hotel,
know.
Every room on a floor of the hotel is
yeah.
got music going on.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But for me, I mean, even if there's one person in the room, I do a show for that
mm-hmm.
one person. Did I tell you that my first improv show I ever did ever, ever, ever in New York? And I'm the first performer out doing a song.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't really see the audience, and so I asked the stage manager to turn up the lights, and they turned it up, and there's one woman in the audience sitting in the very last row. And I said to her, I said, you know, come up and sit up here, because I need your suggestions for the whole show.
Uh-huh.
So she came, she got up, and she came to the front row, and she and I were wearing the same dress. It was like one of the best shows we ever
really?
Did. It was fabulous.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you took the time to sit and talk to me, and it's so good to finally meet you in person and see you in person and talk
and
to you.
And you make me feel so comfortable. I've It's nice that I can do an interview without my contacts in, and I'm wearing glasses, and you're wearing glasses. And
yeah. Well, we look perfect for radio. So.
Well, I like that.
We don't have to worry about the studio lights
That's
and
right.
glaring off of our...
And thank you so much, and thank you for urging me to come.
Oh, good. I'm glad you came.
Me too.
It's good seeing you perform. Just for me, selfishly, I could... You made it worth it for me.
Okay, great.
This is Kathy Forsey with Judy Nasmets here at the Far West Conference in Oakland, California.